inner hall of life. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising. Wait, there was no energy. Wait, I'm sorry. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From the perspective of two black polyamorous feminist women, black, living in New York City, recording from Skype right now, because Shanika's in Jamaica. Are you there?
No. Oh, wait, yes, I am here. What do you mean?
I just meant in existence. It felt like you froze.
Oh, yeah.
It was so silent.
Oh, no, I'm here.
You weren't moving. It got really weird. I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
Yeah, Slam Pow Productions, but enough about us and more about this show, aka us. You can follow along to the conversation had in this episode by using the hashtag Inner Ho Uprising. The hoe of the week this week is Shanika, because she's being a hoe in Jamaica. We hope and we pray.
Yeah, we can only assume, but I'll do my best. Yeah.
Babe of the week is also Shanika, because she's getting that tan on in Jamaica. Yeah, look at all sexy and shit. As well as the entire Jamaican population. Because we killed it
Jamaica.
In the Olympics, and we killed it in everything else. Yeah, shout out to all of Jamaica. Every last one of them.
Oh, man. I hope I can catch, like, an Olympic party somewhere. That would be amazing. Fun. Usain Bolt comes home early.
Hey, guys.
To greet me.
Wagwan
Chinika. Apparently, I'm, like, a little related to him.
Really? Wait, is this like one of those stories that parents know? Because...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But I trust it. But also, yeah, I don't trust it at all.
You relate to him in the sense that everyone in the world descends from a common ancestor.
My mom was just like, yeah, we have a cousin whose aunt married somebody who's in the family.
When it's cousin already, it's like, yeah, I'm barely related to this person. But when you include marriage, it's like, the fuck?
It's like, yeah.
What if these people get divorced?
It's not real. And then I'm still related. No, I'm keeping
where is he
it.
From?
I'm keeping that
Catherine?
Shit.
Do you know where your family's from?
I have, there's like St. Mary and then somewhere else.
The island. The island itself.
The island.
Okay.
In the mountains. Or the hills, as they say. Is that what they say? I don't know anymore.
I've never heard that. The hills.
Ugh. It's like the hills have eyes.
Okay.
And that's not what I was going for.
Into a horror movie discussion for no reason. All right, tell us the self-care tip of the week.
All right, so the self-care tip of the week is it's a quote from Viola Davis from an interview with Oprah. She's talking about low self-esteem. Viola was talking about low self-esteem, and Viola Davis, my queen goddess mother, says, "I don't have any time to stay up all night worrying about what someone who doesn't love me has to say about me."
Yes.
Yeah, and I love that because, one, I love her, but also...
She could shit, know, and you would be like, this is the self-care tip of the week. You have to take a shit, because Viola Davis did it.
Exactly, and she shits three times a day, as I have been informed.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, she's just like an older, dark-skinned woman in, like, Hollywood and on television, and that's extra
hard. She's allowed to be sexy. One, and then also
exactly.
Like many other things, strong, powerful, smart, cunning, evil,
vulnerable,
yeah.
Terrible, a piece of shit,
exactly.
Even being
yeah.
As well. Fuck Annalise Keating, but also
I'd fuck Annalise Keating.
Exactly. So that is self-care tip
nice.
Of the week.
All right, cool. Yeah, so Shanika's in Jamaica, so we don't really have a fuck that or anything like that, because nothing's current. We don't have a fuck me, because nothing's current. So, oh yeah, we recorded this a week before, if you guys didn't understand that. So we're gonna do a fuck it today, and it's gonna be about multiple orgasms. You wanna start off?
Yeah, so today we're talking about, multiple orgasms.
Oh.
Oh.
That's me having a multiple orgasmic experience.
And I think that's an accurate depiction, Sam, and here's why.
Thank you.
Well, so basically, I was looking into multiple orgasms, and I was like, there's only one way to have multiple orgasms, and I was thinking about, like, the back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back mm-hmm. orgasm. But apparently, just having multiple orgasms is just, like, having them semi-close
together. What does semi-close mean?
Like, it could be, like, within 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but I think it's mostly just the act of, like, not...
having a refractory period.
Yeah, so you can just keep going. But it's apparently you'll have your orgasm, and then there might be a little bit of time, and then you'll have another one, but then the time in between will get less and less.
According it will to get less and less?
Sources. As in, like, you know, you'll have your orgasm, and then, like, 5 minutes later, you could have another one. As long as you're working on it, we'll tell you guys how to work on it.
Okay.
And then it's, like, then 5 minutes, right, then 3 minutes, and then, like, it'll just... Although my
How does
friend,
that... I just feel like I'm losing you. Like, there's a step missing.
Oh, no.
Like, how does it just become back to back? You keep doing this thing with your hands that the audience can't see. Like, bouncing up and down. I'm just like, how do
I do
that?
It's basically you're like teaching your body how to relax and just come as much as possible.
Wow, yeah, that was the key information that was missing. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us more.
Yeah. So a definition from this website, centralhealth.com, just kidding, healthcentral.com, which seems like, it's not a .org, so I don't trust it, but it was in line with other things I had read, and it was multiple orgasms are a sequence of sequential, multiple orgasms are a series of sequential orgasmic experiences that occur in quick succession, which is just mad orgasms.
I thought it
said
dick succession. It's like, okay, Sam, I see you have sex later. Dick succession.
I guess someone...
Sorry, continue.
It sounds like the Civil War, like the North and the South, like the dicks seceded from the body. So apparently women, we're like hardwired to have them because we don't have a refractory period.
What is a refractory period?
That's like a period of time where you just can't come that, like, in theory guys have, but I spoke to a friend and he was like, yeah, I've had multiple orgasms.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Like, there'll be sometimes where, like, a guy's, like, he nuts, and you're like, did you nut? And he's like, yeah, but, like, a little bit, or, like, yeah, halfway. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then he'll, like, nut again. I don't get how that's possible. What is up with that? What does it mean? Halfway nuts? None of it makes sense.
I really like, did you nut?
Because I gotta know.
Sometimes you don't. You can't.
Exactly. Did you gum? Like, when someone comes and they'll still be hard and they can still fuck you.
Yeah.
And they come again and they were never, like, soft in you, you know? Like, they weren't noodle dicking you.
Yeah. So, for all the guys who listen to this podcast, has this ever
all
happened
the people
to
with
you?
Dicks?
Everybody with a dick. Even if you just own a dick, like, you have one in your hand. Your pet dick, if you have one.
I just know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, have you had a multiple orgasm? And, like, tell us about it, please.
Maybe it just can't get to that level where it's like that back to back to back to back thing, and then you do that thing with your hands.
Yeah, it's like I'm like air chopping.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Good.
Yeah. So just a little just to make your sex life seem either, I don't know, chill or lacking, the world record for multi-orgasm. So according to the Center of Marital and Sexual Studies in California, of course it's in California, recorded one woman who enjoyed or endured, the snarky-ass writer said, 134 orgasms over the course of an hour.
Oh my God.
So that's 134.
That sounds really difficult. I just remember our clitoris episode when Queen was telling her clitoris testimonial about her clitoral orgasms, and she was like, her toes... What was she saying? She starts to cry and stuff like that? Like,
her
really fucked
curl.
Up things. I just imagined, like, her dying, basically. Like, having a literal mini-death. Could you imagine that happening 134 times?
Just back-to-back-to-back seizures.
Exactly. And what is 60 divided by 134?
Let me bust out my
that's
calculator.
That's 0.44 of a minute, but I don't know what 0.44 of a minute is in terms of seconds.
That's one, I think that's like, I think it's called like impractical math, where you do math, but it doesn't match
exactly
up with how time works.
That's or a lot of
we're
orgasms
too lazy
per minute.
It is. It is. It's too much.
Or, it's at least two per minute because, you know, 60, 60, 120.
I just can't imagine that. Because after one orgasm, like, whew.
It's a nap.
A moment.
Or have a sandwich.
Yeah.
You're not going to make me 120 sandwiches, nigga. Or are you?
Imagine if you.
It's the best sexual partner ever.
I'll do whatever you need, Sam. Whatever you need. I just imagine it's like you're there, like, attempting the world record. Because you have to work at this, apparently. Like, it's not just going to happen for you. It's not going to be an accident, you know? I just imagine, like, you're going for the world record, and you, like, have the sandwiches lined up on a conveyor belt. That way, every, like, 30 seconds, another one just flies at your face, and you catch it, and you keep going.
Yeah, like a video game of sorts. That would actually be really fun. Like, sex video games that aren't totally perverted.
Yeah.
That also have, like, some sort of plot line.
Yeah, it's like you just try to have sex with some woman or rape a girl.
There are weird sex games like that. They're always advertised on Pornhub. But wait, did this woman have to work at this? I guess since it was, like, recorded, then she was like, hey, do this. But aren't there some people who, like, have a whole bunch of orgasms, like orgasm disorders?
Yeah, so that's called, or one of them is, it's persistent genital arousal disorder.
Yeah.
And that's where, I've read a few things, and some people experience it differently. Some people are like, they're always aroused, so when they do come, it doesn't stop the arousal. You know, so they're just consistently aroused. And then another woman would come every 30 seconds or so for like hours. And it wasn't like, you know, consistently, like days on end on end, but it was like, it would be like 8 hours, like hard at work for 8 hours. God. And then she would have times where it wasn't like that. And then, yeah, this one woman, a woman actually committed suicide before it was, like, studied. Yeah, because I can't even imagine, because it gets uncomfortable, because, like, what is it, your genitals are, like, swelling, blood is rushing through the area, so you're, like, tender and sore. And, like, it must be awkward, like, if you have kids and you're just around.
Yeah, or around anyone who you don't really want to feel or be sexual around. Like, imagine if you're at work.
Yeah.
It's really rough.
Yeah, if you can. Or if you're just driving in a car, just, like, the vibration of the car, like, just things would, and people would be, like, easily set off by the slightest touch. Yeah, this one woman's story, this website, the testimony comes from this website, XO Jane, and this woman, she had sex with her husband, and she was still feeling, it just happened randomly, she was, like, I think in her 30s, had sex with her husband, and then was like, oh, I'm still feeling great.
She felt horny for the rest of her life.
Kind of, yeah, she masturbated, and then, like, woke up her husband, like, hey, you want to help me out here? And then afterwards, she started to freak out, because she was like, wait a second.
Why am I still horny?
This is too much. But she was having, like, I don't have, like, full body, like, my whole body does everything kind of orgasm, but she was having, like, toes curling, back arching, and, like, just very intense orgasms. So, yeah, it's been fixed. She had to, like, sleep with an ice pack. She got into, like, an ice bath to cool the region down.
How long
did
it last?
I don't remember exactly. I think she called the guy the next day, or she told a friend, and then the friend was like, yo, get that checked out. But she was, like, ashamed at first. She was like, no one's going to believe that this is a fucking problem. But the guy was just like, yeah, dude, that sucks. Come on in, we'll help you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, shout out to good gynecologists for being good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not what we're going for here. I don't want that to ever happen. And there's, like, some ways that can happen. It's like, you could, like, your IUD could shift. Apparently, like, the contractions of orgasm are similar to, like, when you're giving birth to a child. So this woman from the XO Jane testimony was saying that she was tested to see if her IUD had shifted to cause these involuntary contractions.
Oh my God.
That was one way. And then there was also the cyst, apparently, can just grow on your spine that could cause these symptoms. I don't think she had either of those things. She's okay now.
Just randomly. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah,
she's fine now. She's either coping with it or...
she's horny to this day.
To this day, that woman is still nothing.
Still nothing. All right. So how about the record for men?
The record for men is 16 orgasms.
Paling in comparison. Men are clearly the inferior species. Blah, 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 sexist rhetoric here.
If this isn't...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just feel like, to me, I feel like at some point, like, you, like when guys come, or people with penises come, sperm comes out. But I feel like at some point, like, your sac has to be empty.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, too.
Like, isn't that painful? Like, what happens if there's no...
A little bit
sperm.
Of dust and blood come out. Dust, blood, and sadness. Oh, I really hope that's not what happens.
No, because I remember, like when I've had sex with John, and we've had, like, you know, he's come multiple times in however long. It's just the nut gets significantly less.
Yeah, it's a very small amount of nut. After at least three times is what I've experienced.
And I also wonder, like, after the fifth time you've nutted and you're trying to get somebody pregnant, like, is there a difference between the sperm at the first nut and the sperm at the last
nut? So, do you think the last nut sperm has to be, like, the inferior sperm, right?
Who
it took
knows?
So long to get there. It's my only chance.
Like, why weren't you ready?
Exactly. You ain't gonna get nowhere pregnant with
like
that.
Like someone who shows up to the Olympics unprepared. It's just
he's
like,
unstretched.
Wait, I'm here now. Yeah. Wait, hold on, I have to stretch. Hold on, give me a second. And somebody, like, blows. Do they shoot guns at the Olympics? Or is it just, like, a bell or something?
They
I don't
shoot
remember.
Guns.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, guys.
Exactly it.
It's all its friends are gone. Wow, I smell. Sorry.
Do I smell?
I'm just
okay
realizing.
Right now, surprisingly. Sometimes it gets real bad.
Hurricane.
To be honest,
your family just hears weird sounds and a strange smell coming from upstairs.
Hope she's all right, but you know, nothing we can do about that.
I'm not gonna check in on her.
All right, our stories are.
Let us see. Yeah, or we could go to like how people say to achieve. Yeah, I like our stories.
So how many orgasms is the most orgasms, why am I saying it like that, that you've had in a day? Orgasms. It's like I was adding an extra M for some reason. Orgasms.
That sounded exactly how it sounded when you were asking Devon about the, we had a chance to look at your website and everybody looked like they were a family.
Thanks, man.
It just sounded the same. That's how you know it's authentic. Everyone looks like they were
weird, lazy speaking. Say, like, why didn't I care? Because we record that interview fucking twice.
Yeah, we did do it twice.
What's my excuse now?
We did.
All right.
How many orgasms? I feel like it's hard to count because sometimes over the course of like, let's say one nut from John, who is my boyfriend, in case you guys don't know. Mm-hmm. One nut from John, I'll, like, come, like, three times in the process.
Hmm.
But it's also, like, sometimes it's hard to tell if I'm coming or not. Because it's usually just, like, sometimes it's a full body vibration where it's like, oh, I'm clearly coming, you know? And it's like, even it kind of, like, fades away. Imagine if you just came and it was like, done.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess, like, it can just, like, kind of happen. So the most times, I think we had sex, like, five times in a day, like, on vacation. I feel like I was a little high, and by a little high.
I was stoned out of my mind, man.
Yeah, I kind of was. it's California weed. It's crazy. It's just fucking insane. Yeah, so I'd say maybe 15
times.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Because if it's, like, at least three per time, then it's, like, in five times. That's math, right?
That is how math works. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Thanks.
Shout out to you.
Thanks.
Me? I don't think it's been any more than, like, five, and that's kind of a lot. Like, I can come a couple of times. Clitorally? Is that even a word? Quite clitorally true. That's a good one. Yeah, that can happen like maybe like three times or whatever until it's like, wow, okay, my clit hurts. Please just leave me alone forever. Get off of me. Mm. And then
get away.
Like sometimes
get out of the
I do
house.
Have like weird mini vaginal orgasms where it's like, oh, but it doesn't feel nearly the same as like how a clitoral orgasm feels or whatever, but it is like vaginal spasms and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't think it's been any more than 5 times. And then even like stimulating myself, I don't think I've masturbated. Like once I come and I masturbate, I don't keep masturbating or whatever, but I'll like go like an hour later and I don't think I've masturbated more than 5 times in a day. So good for you, 15, man.
Thanks. Thanks. I was thinking about like there's a masturbation usually. I feel like most just by myself is also 3 times. I guess 3 is the charm. It'll be the first one will be sometimes a massive. It'll be like,
yeah.
But then it gets like less and less intense. Mm-hmm. As time goes on. So I feel like if I was going to do like 136.
Orgasms, the last one is just like, like it feels like a sneeze at that point. Or a fart.
Vaginal sneeze.
A chew.
Just a queef in disguise. I can't even tell. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so we're on some masturbating thing. Most orgasm was toys. I've never really used a toy. One time me and Nikim had this vibrating thing, but I'm not even sure if that made me come. That was like 6 years ago. I do not remember. It was like a small vibrating cock ring.
Oh, that's fun. I have never come from using a toy. Ever. I don't know why. I mean, it's because all my toys are fucking pointy as hell.
Just the butt plug was pointy.
No, my dildo was pointy as well. No.
Why is that happening?
It's just like a spear, you know? Or like a javelin, like I'm using a javelin to masturbate.
That's
like
sad.
The times
I'm
of old.
Really sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's also like I don't need it. Like when I masturbate, it's like purely clitoral stimulation, and that's like, you know, I just like I can. That's like so easy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing that my whole life.
You gotta dance to that t-shirt science, that balled up t-shirt science.
Exactly. I know exactly what I mean. That can of beans that I use.
Never forget the can of beans.
Never forget. Yeah. So in terms of like most orgasms and like, I don't know. What's the longest time you've ever had like sex for in general? Like sex marathon?
Like without any breaks whatsoever? Because there have been, like, full days where it's just like, all right, let's go again. But, like, we're napping in between or something like that.
That counts.
Several, maybe, like, 8 hours of just like, huh, yeah, let's go. Huh, yeah, let's go. Huh, yeah, let's go. But, like, sustained sex, I wouldn't say anything more than an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Because things start to get raw.
Yeah.
Things start to hurt.
It's tender.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stimulation going on.
What about you?
I feel like it's maybe a little less, maybe about like 6 hours or so. I think.
Imagine if it's actually just like 60 minutes, but it felt like a full day. Or like 59 minutes, not even a full hour. We've been fucking all day.
And I'm just so wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have no fucking clue. I feel like it's been a long time since I've had like a full swath of unstressed, uninterrupted day.
Yeah, sex. Yeah, Sam. That used to happen when I was like younger.
Yeah, like it's like when you're like a little kid, you have like all the time in the
exactly,
goddamn
world. Exactly. That's why when you're first sexually active, if you start being sexually active at like your late teens, early 20s, it's the perfect time. Because you're still a kid, but you're old enough to have sex.
And you can just kind of, hopefully you don't have major responsibilities. I know some teens do, but you're just like, yo, let me watch some Rocket Power. And then,
did you say Rocket Power? That's a great show. That was very
No.
You could still watch Rocket Power. I would still watch Rocket Power if it was on. That was a really good example.
Great.
It was out
Thank
of nowhere,
you.
But I appreciated it.
It's true. It was me, you know. So I'm sure you guys, and by you guys and gals, I mean the whole army, you might be curious about how some people, so first off, some people like might not be able to give themselves orgasms to begin with, true. You know, so going from like, I just want to talk about some ways that, here's some suggestions for how to go about becoming a multi-orgasmic person, whether it's having like back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back mm-hmm. orgasms, or it's just like preparing yourself to have more than one orgasm per like sex session. So this comes from, I feel kind of bad. All these places are like extra, like they were all extra heteronormative. They were like, you gotta talk to your man first about this. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all the whole, like the pink pussy, everyone's pussy is pink. And then, but anyway, this was still fucking good advice. So some of the things that I came across, because I want to try to, I'm going to try to do like a, I would love to have an orgasm with no time in between, because I've never experienced that. So step one, calm the fuck down, which is just be relaxed. One website said that like having an orgasm is all about like a deep state of release. So you have to be like chill. You know, and you have to try to be focused on sex. Like, I know some people are like distracted. They're like, all right, got to have the sex and got to cook and then got to do this and that. And they got things to do, but you have to be like in the mindset for multiple orgasms. And apparently if you're not ready for that, if you're not prepared, you're like, all right, one and done, one and done, one and done. You're not just going to just like, it's not just going to happen for you. Cause you're, yeah, your mind will stop you from having a multiple orgasm, says centralhealth.com.
That makes sense. Sometimes I get orgasm stage fright, where it's like, been a while, and I'm like, this nigga is expecting me to come. Now I really can't come. And then I have to, like, really, really clear my mind and think about absolutely nothing. Except for the sensations of his tongue on my clitoris.
Which is a great thing to be thinking about, you know? It's like, nice. But it is hard when you're like, oh God, will it ever happen now?
I get like that when I pee too, though. I just get stage fright in general.
Oh no, we've peed together so many
times. Sometimes
we
don't.
You've done great.
That's because I'm really comfortable with you. You can probably make me come at this point. Hint, hint. No. I'm kidding.
Just come on, the man. Like, I think it's time, Sam. So other advice is, and if you're doing it by yourself, you know, then just be prepared. But if you're gonna do it with a partner, let them know what you're going for, you know, be like, hey, I want to try this. Because if you're with like a person who has a refractory period, you know, sometimes like the routine is just, you know, you come, they come, you stop, you take a nap, you eat your sandwich. But you know, so you don't want to be like your partner's like rolled over, ready to go to sleep, and you're like, actually, can we just keep going? Do you mind? So just be like prepared, like, hey, I want to try this. A cute tip that I saw was like, use lots of lubricant so you can keep trying to have orgasms. Because friction is
exactly
a real thing.
And then you get at that point of no return where it just hurts. And all the lube in the world is not going to make it stop hurting. So you don't want to get it when it hurts in the first place.
Excuse me. this is lots of mad foreplay. It seems like you just need some like very, and it's also like be intimate or whatever. So like you just got to be all the fucking, if you're doing it with a partner, all the fucking super relaxed, body prepared. Have your like cup of water by the side of the bed. This is a marathon. You're having marathon sex.
You've
got to be ready for
these. These are good ideas. These are good tips.
Yeah, I think they're also good for like regular sex as well.
Yeah, these are good states of mind to be in.
Yeah, relax, focus,
moved up. That coconut oil.
I had this one woman. Yeah. Oh man, I just got some coconut oil. Ooh, so my skin is like not cracking and dry.
I'm glad.
I'm like back to myself. Glad. Oh, one thing that was interesting. So some people are apparently like, they feel guilty about being the star of attention. It's like the center of sexual attention.
Wow.
Like, some people are like, yeah, you know, I don't want this to just be focused on me and me receiving pleasure. But if you're going for multiple orgasms.
Yeah, it's all about you in that moment. And then also, that's like, maybe your partner receives pleasure from you receiving pleasure. Most people do. That's why they engage in sex with a partner, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, exactly. Otherwise,
you'll masturbate your way home.
I just imagine, like there's, like, a bus lane and then a masturbating lane.
That's exactly
people just, like, jerking themselves off and walking home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Have you ever felt guilty about, like, being the person receiving all the pleasure?
No, I haven't.
I feel like, wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Let me shame you for enjoying yourself.
Let me enforce my puritanical beliefs on you.
I don't think I've ever felt guilt. You know, sometimes I've been like, I should do a little bit more here. But also, nah.
I get that. I understand that. When I think about that, it's like, sometimes I let the dude do more work. Probably off, I'd say about 60-40. But I feel that it's easier to thrust. We're just talking about penetrative sex right now, anyway. I feel like it's easier to thrust than it is to, like, squat or do whatever the types of things that I have to do to, like, maneuver on a penis. So it's like, you do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
It is okay. So much effort.
Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page.
My fucking hips, my goddamn knees.
Exactly.
And I've been running, so I'm sore all the time.
Exactly.
I'm never not sore.
This is the
So I'm a lazy fucking hoe, but
but whatever.
But no.
And then also, if you think about this is all so what's the word heteronormative. But if you think about like what you have to do to perform oral on a penis versus what they have to do to perform oral on like a clitoris or like the vagina in general, you might choke on a dick. That is a lot of effort that you are putting in there. Like, I'm sure, like, your jaw gets tired and your tongue gets tired from eating pussy, but, like, sucking dick is hard.
It is a lot of effort.
So.
It is a great deal of effort. And it's, like, it can only go so deep. Like, I'm trying to go get it as deep as I can, and I'm like, I'm not going to throw up on your dick.
Exactly.
You know? That's not good for either of us.
Exactly. Something I have to do runs the risk of me vomiting in this situation. Exactly.
Fine,
like, there's a trade-off. There's a trade-off in this situation.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know where that came... Oh,
yeah.
Guilt and pleasure. There we go. So, yeah, don't feel guilty. Just
heteronormative reasoning.
Heteronormative
cisgender reasoning.
Yeah. That's our limited perspective on being lazy in bed. If you are not us and don't have our perspective, like, what are your thoughts on, like, effort in the sack?
iIssuePodcast at gmail.com. Come on, guys.
Yeah. To help us fill out our conversation, because I've never eaten a girl out, so I can't say what it's like, you know? And then, yeah, I think that's it for, like, oh, you might like this. Sam.
Oh, God. Imagine if I hate it.
Another website says that focus on clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's just after the first orgasm comes, it says, like, well, there's, like, mixed reviews. Either take, like, a little break, you know, calm down a little bit, and then go for it immediately after, you know? But it's the advice is, like, keep stimulating the clitoris. So just don't stop, even if you have to go super gentle.
Okay,
slow.
That's good that they inserted because the super gentle thing, because at some point it hurts.
Yeah, and it was just like, or switch to like oral, or like depending on what you or how you came in the first place. You know, I wouldn't say like if you were doing oral and then some sort of penetration. But yeah, just said keep stimulating and try to do as much stimulation as possible, whatever is comfortable to you, the max you can handle. And I thought was funny was like it was like don't take a break for too long because then it's over.
Oh,
you know,
that's a fun thing to say.
Then it's just done. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess those are the tips that I found from a few places. If you guys or anybody listening is multi-orgasmic. Mm-hmm. What the fuck do you do? How do you make it happen? What is your multi-orgasm feel like?
Step-by-step process, please. Inform us.
It's, like, fascinating. I talked to a few people who were like, yeah, my friend says that every time she masturbates, she she has a multiple orgasm.
What is, like, multiple? 2, 3, 16, 48
Let me pull up the conversation with her. I guess we can dive into some of these testimonies.
Okay.
But do I have a phone?
I mean, you were texting me right before this started. So. It's like, who was I talking to?
The ghost. You're talking to John.
He acts like he's so well.
John asking generic questions. What is the funniest typo of the week, fam? Yeah, that's funny. Let's see. All right, so I have one testimony from a woman.
Okay.
And then one testimony from a gay man.
Cool.
Okay, so here's some testimonies from some people who consider themselves multi-orgasmic. I was like, hey, I've got a question for you from my podcast. Have you ever had multiple orgasms? If so, how did it happen? Because she's a good friend, I wasn't like, hey, I know this is going to be a
little yeah, it's like, does she get hit up everyone?
I was just like, I'm like, yo, bitch, do you come mad times or not? And she said, LOL, yes, to having had multiple orgasms, and as to how it happened every time I masturbate,
wow.
LOL. She said, she wasn't always able to do it. It was actually very hard for her to masturbate at all. Oh, nowadays, she uses toys a lot.
Okay.
So, like, nowadays, she can't masturbate without a toy, okay. Basically. But she says when she does masturbate, it's always with a vibrator and predominantly just clitoral stimulation. She said she got her first multiple orgasm when she was 15. And the first, oh no, her first orgasm was at 15. And she said the first time she tried it, the first time she tried it, she could have multiple orgasms. She said she can do it with sex. It just takes a lot more work and it isn't as rapid fire as when she masturbates.
I don't know why that reminds me of this. I guess I was just thinking of masturbation, but there's also like my personal refractory period is like nap, sandwich, and then extreme guilt for the porn that I'm looking at. Which used to be, like, really, really bad when I was younger, and I was like, wow, I literally can't do this. Like, this is against the law or against God or something. As if I ever cared, but whatever. But then, like, now I know that there's nothing to feel guilty about, but I'll just still feel like, ugh, you know? Or maybe you don't know.
I feel the same way. I do. No, because I was a very religious person and into the whole church thing. I was very, like, no sex until marriage. And it, like, told that to myself. Like, my parents didn't even have that conversation with me. I'm like, my body is a temple. It is for God. No dicks in here.
Was that a part of the mantra?
Someone's like, hey, want to go to the dance? No dicks in here until I am ready.
You just get panties that say that, like a chastity belt.
No dicks. Or anything. I wonder, you know, because I was very, like, very hetero and very super straight, so like I wasn't even like considering like women at the time, and I wonder if like I would have been okay with like fingers or like oral sex. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what my life was actually like. I have to go back to it.
Revisit yourself.
I go back
Put
in
a
time.
Dick in there.
Yeah, let's see what
a whole
like
new world. Anyway, next testimonial.
Sorry, so back to this friend. So she said. Back to back, like rapid fire. She said like 3 or 4, like rapid orgasms.
Wow,
that's
awesome.
Like already like more than I've had back to back.
Yeah, that's what I do in a day.
And she said the most she's masturbated in a day was 25 times when she was 16. We were talking about those
exactly.
Early teens,
just
you know?
Do.
Yeah,
it was like Christmas break. Family's out visiting Aunt Jan.
Exactly. And you're just like, ooh, me the vibrator. And I asked, hey, any advice for people trying to become multi-orgasmic like you? And she said, I think vibrators are the answer.
Wow.
Besides that, she doesn't
Your
really
conversation
know.
Just becomes a one long vibrator ad.
Just for all vibrators. Exactly. Like the vibrator industry. I love making up industries. The vibrator industry just has endorsed us.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's her. So, but she's so fun. She's such a fun person. She'll go to like, she's been to like a live burlesque show where she's just like watched the woman like fuck herself
Love
on
it.
Stage. Yeah, I gotta go with
that's
her
awesome.
That.
I would watch that as well.
Yeah. Let's see. So if you guys know any live sex shows that you want to invite us to,
we're coming. We're coming, all right. Down.
So this is from my friend. He is a gay male. Okay. I will call him Legendary.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, Legendary, have you ever had multiple orgasms? So how many in a row? How? Et cetera, et cetera. He was like, yes, under best happen. It was a typo, but I think it's like, oh, yes, under the best circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, what are the best of circumstances? He's like, involves the right amount of prostate and anal stimulation and sometimes edging or a well-stocked session.
A well-stocked session?
Yeah, like a like a long-ass sex session.
Oh, okay. I just thought of a grocery store with a lot of lettuce on the racks for some reason. I don't know why specifically it was lettuce. I was like, that's a well-stocked grocery store.
And a really great sex session.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that's in tune with the tips from Cosmo or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of stimulation and, what do you call it, and and time and being patient with your goddamn body.
We got a new episode about edging. I'm too greedy for that. Like, I want my orgasm now. I don't want to delay it for a better orgasm in the future. I'm just not thinking ahead.
You're like the reason why our environment is fucked up.
Exactly.
I feel like if I edge by myself, it like I feel like so I can like the way you're saying like guys can half come. I can like half come and then like, I'll do like the second half of the orgasm. So it like dilutes it and I'm like,
upset. In that sense, I have half come before and I don't like it. And sometimes it slips into like this weird blue ballsy feeling. Like, have you ever felt that?
Yeah.
It just hurts. It makes my butt hurt. Why does it make my butt hurt? Because I guess everything's connected down there in terms of nerves, but it's just like, wow. I have this weird, like, it feels like, like when your arm falls asleep, that kind of dull pain all over your pelvis and your ass. It's the worst feeling ever.
You're like, why the fuck did I do this?
Fuck edging. No, but yeah.
Fuck everyone. Yeah. So I guess that's it for what I have.
I have nothing. You did this whole episode.
All right. Thanks for the claps. So I guess that's it for multiple orgasms and the inner hell uprising this week.
Yep. All right. So we'll be back in the studio next week when Shanika returns from Jamaica, having had sex with Usain Bolt himself. Yeah, exactly. That's it. So you guys can follow us. You guys can listen to Inner Ho Uprising on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @slam_pow and find us on Facebook or YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find me, Sam, on Instagram and Twitter at @slamrid. Rid with 2 D's, and you can find me on Facebook and Snapchat at Samanners, SamAnnerz.
You can find me on Instagram at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL.
Did you forget how to spell your name?
I think I had a weird breath. Like, I had to breathe, and it just... No, I didn't forget my name, but
okay.
I did. And then you can follow me on Snapchat at Volcano Vulva.
Okay.
And that's it. Yeah.
All right. Now leave me off with a little something sexy.
Little something sexy.
I was just thinking about guys, you know, and how we treat women. When you were my age, you did a little hoochie. Did a little coochie too? Sorry, didn't your daddy have this talk with you? Oh, Walter, just try to imagine back then. You and your girl have the house to yourselves. You're in the den, on the couch. Lights are low. Jeffrey Osborne is telling you that you're going all the way.
I've been there.
All of a sudden, things are getting heavy. She calls for a timeout.
I've been there, too.
Now, you know that her mouth is saying no, but you're sure that there are parts of her saying yes, not to mention parts of you. What part do you listen to?
Her mouth. And then you go outside, take a swim in an unheated pool.
So it's not my job to
get her off the hook or to help her give it up.
Man, if you think that's your job, your next job will be pressing license plates.
No, no, Walter, this isn't some wacko in the bushes with a raincoat. This is you and your honey.
Man, I don't care, man. If the woman says no and you don't listen to her, it's rape. Plain and simple, case closed, 10 to 20.
Oh, man.
Now it's my turn to ask questions. Why are we talking about this?
Well, it's just that, you know, guys need to talk about this stuff, too.